For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Is the first service of the 2003 Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Alberta Landry from Beaumont, Texas, and all of her clan that she's brought along here, along with her husband, but she's the boss.
He said that earlier, and I looked around and said, "Who you talking to?" He said, "Well, I told him I'd come over to the boss before he meant me." But anyway, praise the Lord. Stand up with him. Thank you, God.
Praise God. We've come tonight, praise God. We didn't come here tonight to listen to a person. We came to listen to God.
Amen.
Amen. We come to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. It's not about Sister Bird. It's not about whether Sister Coffee was able to make it or Sister Flynn was able to make it. God's got a word for His people, and it's not about the person that brings it. It's about the word that God sends for His people. So right now, what I'd like to do, if you would, with me, bind together in prayer, though, for Brother Chuck Flynn and for Sister Mary and for Sister Coffee. Would y'all do that with me? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before the throne of grace. Lord, knowing that you said that this is a place that we can find the help that we need. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up Chuck right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you know this man. You made this man. You designed him, God. And Lord, because you did, Lord, you know the very need in this moment, in this time. Lord, we're asking that you move by your Spirit on his behalf in the name of Jesus. Touch his body, God. Deliver him from the hands of the enemy that is trying to attack that body in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that we declare and decree your word today, Lord God, that you said by your stripes he is healed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, God, as we touch and agree in the Spirit. Lord, you said you sent your word to heal and deliver from all manner of destruction. So Lord, we're thanking you right now that the word of God goes through the airways right now in Jesus' name, that it goes where he's located right now in the name of Jesus. We bow every principality, power, and dominion that might try to stop the prayer going up and might try to stop the answer coming down in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, God. Lord, that you said there is no distance, God. And Lord, we thank you right now for moving by your Spirit. We lift up Sister Coffee, God. Move on my sister, Lord. This woman of God. This warrior of the Lord, God. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God. This is a woman of honor. This is a woman of valor, God. And in the name of Jesus, we lift her up before the throne of grace. Lord, you know this woman. You designed her. You predestinated her, God. And Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, for moving upon my sister. Every area, Lord God, that she needs healing. Every area, Lord God, that she needs deliverance. We're asking that your hand be upon her, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for each and every person in this building tonight, God. We want to thank you right now, Lord, because Lord, you had a purpose and you had a plan. And Lord, you said that your purpose and your plan shall be fulfilled. Their destiny was here tonight, God. Their destiny was to be in this place, God. And Lord, we thank you right now. There is no happen chance with God. There are no coincidences. And Lord, we just thank you right now that everything that you purpose for each soul in this place to receive, they shall get. And it's in Jesus' mighty name that we agree. And we say thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah! 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 We glorify you, Almighty God. We magnify your holy name, Lord. You're to be extolled and to be exalted. You're to be magnified above measure, God. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord God. 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 I'm asked, Tamara. Come here, please. I want her to help me because she sung this at our church before. Praise God. You deserve the glory. Amen. Get your mic, boo. Get your mic.
Praise God. We want to give God some more glory. I apologize if, you know, we kind of run late with the weather, but praise God, we're on time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands in worship as I lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands in worship as I lift your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. The glory and the honor. A little faster. Lord, I lift my hands in worship as I lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands in worship as I lift your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Praise the Lord.
And he says to you, there is no one else like you. There is no one as special to me as you.
Do something with me, saint.
Thank you.
Look up towards heaven and just say, love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
No, no. Look up towards heaven and say, love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Yeah. Y'all know what I'm, come on with me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All right now. All right now. Love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. I just want, y'all can be seated. Praise God. If you want to. We got liberty in Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. First, I just want to thank and praise the Lord for bringing us safely here to Arkansas. We thank and praise God. It rained all the way from Beaumont, Texas. But I thank God because you know what? Last night it rained so hard in Beaumont
that I was up till like three in the morning, and I was sitting at the computer, and I said, Lord, now, if it's you telling me with all this rain not to get on the road, then let it continue raining before we leave Beaumont. But if it's the hand of the enemy, Lord, I ask you to tell that devil to behave and let it not be raining when we leave Beaumont. Now, let me tell you something. It stormed all night. But when we got up this morning, there was no rain. If it was rain, it was a little light drizzle. We were able to go pick up people in Silsby, Texas, and load up and everything. And we didn't meet rain until we were like, what, parts of Jasper up in that area, something like that. So God answered the prayer. I knew it was a preordination by God for me to be here. Amen. I also want to thank God for my husband, because he always drives me down here for some reason. I never tend to really pay attention on how to get here. But this time he told me, said, you pay attention. He said, because there may be a time that I'm not able to drive. Yes, I said, okay, I surely will. He said, yes, sir. I kept bossing, you know, but I thank and I praise God. I want to thank and praise God for my husband, Jim Landry. We pastor Christ Outreach Church in Beaumont, Texas, and we also pastor Christian Outreach Church in Silsby, Texas. Praise God. There were some wonderful members and friends and loving compadreships that came with us, praise God, from Beaumont and Winnie and Silsby, Texas. And I would like to ask them to stand because we had a little convoy going on, y'all. We had three vehicles, praise God. And I just want to thank God for Sister Judy Morris. And sit down as I call your name. Sister Judy Morris, Sister Edoya Valerie, Sister Carolyn Caldwell, Sister Patsy Millette. Praise God, Sister Gladys Collins, Sister Trellis Angel, Brother Lawrence Angel, the ladies' man. Glory to God. Hallelujah for the ladies' man. Praise God. No, stand up. I didn't call y'all name. Praise God. Sister Gloria Scott, praise God. Praise the Lord. Sister Gloria, Sister Laura Edmond, and Sister Beverly Scott from Silsby, Winnie, and Beaumont. We come to fellowship and be with the body of Christ. I want to thank and I praise God. And I thank and I praise God for each and every last one of you that came so long a distance. Praise God. And even the shorter distance, the long distance when the weather's bad. Praise God. I want to thank and I praise God. And Sister Jeanette from New York, there she is. Praise God. I want to make sure that you see Sister Carolyn back there. Praise the Lord. She came all away from Staten Island, New York. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I want to thank and praise God because I don't know where everybody came from, but I know that God's hand was with you. I thank and I praise God. Do you know that things can happen when the weather's good? Praise God. So whether the weather's good or the weather's bad, things can happen. But we thank God because, you know, he told us that he's our protector. Hallelujah. He says he's our refuge. He's our covering. He's even given angels charge over us. Praise God. So we praise and thank God for that. I praise and I thank God. I'm going to repent first. Praise God. But I'm going to admit something. Praise God. Because one of the sisters asked me a question. She said, well, sister, when are you speaking? I say, I have no idea. I say, I just hope it's not tonight. Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Who knows that the joy of the Lord is your strength? Amen. Praise God. God has given us a word. He told us in Philippians 4, praise God, he says, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. I looked up the word rejoice, and he says, I want my people to have some joy. And then if I have to reiterate this thing again, I say have joy and then have some more joy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's not sad because it's wet outside. We're not worrying about that thing. Glory to God. We're not even concerned right now because we know God's hand is on the men and women of God. We know that God is a protector of his people. Praise God. And I'm here to tell you, if we go home to be with the Lord, hallelujah, what did we lose? Glory to God. Hello, bless God. So we still rejoice. We still rejoice. I heard an elder woman of God all the way from Tennessee say something that moved in my spirit. She said, I don't understand the people of God. She said, they get all concerned about stuff that's going on, all kind of problems be happening. They get all concerned. Don't they know they belong to God? And I mean, it was like, well, yeah. Praise God. So let me tell you, praise God, we never lose. Hallelujah. We never lose. Sometimes it looks like we lost the battle, but I'm here to tell you it was only a propelling towards what God has in store for you. I'm not here to tell you no mammy-pammy thing. There are some things, yeah, we all got to get free of a lot of stuff. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God has already made the provision for every bit of deliverance that we need. And if I'm a liar, Lord, you know what to do with me. But I'm going to tell you the word of God. The word of God has given us the provision. He has already shown us the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want to see some smiling faces in the place. I'm smiling at y'all. Y'all better smile back at me. Hallelujah. I love y'all. I truly thank God for y'all. I thank God for, I don't know what to call him, apostle, bishop, pastor. My goodness, you know, Brother Miller, praise God. Praise God. And for, I thank and I praise God for the things that Sister Irma bestowed upon everybody in the place. I praise and thank God for the mentorship, and I thank God for the warriorship that they have given unto the people of God. I thank God for that. I'm not always how do I say it? Because I like to be truthful. You know, my mother used to tell me something. She said, "Tell the truth and shame the devil." See, shame is not mine. Amen. Shame came in after sin. Is that what the word of God says? All right, praise God. So shame don't belong to us. Every area of our lives, God's got it covered through the word. There's nothing going on that he doesn't know. You know, we can communicate, my sister, and you can share with me, and you can tell me some of the things that you're going through, but I'll never know it all. But God knows it all. He knows us in our best, and he knows us at our very worst. And guess what? There's a part that I love about it. When he knows that, he still loves us. But I look at the body of Christ sometimes and I say, "Body of Christ, how come we don't love like God loves?" I know we haven't fully arrived yet. You know, the Bible says, "Till we all come." You know, but so we haven't fully arrived there. But I'm telling you, saints of God, we have to strive. If we want a mark to press toward, that's a mark we need to press toward. The Lord said, "You'll know them by the love they have one for another." Amen. Praise God. So I just praise God, and I just want to tell you I love y'all. I don't have to know your name. Bless God. I just want you to know that I do love you. Praise God. Praise God. So anyway, praise the Lord. Tonight, what I'd like to share a little bit on is being despised and rejected. Amen. I really, truly, God knows, I really did not know until last night what I was going to be ministering. I had ideas. I mean, I had notes and all this kind of good stuff, but I really did not know until the Lord, I sat down and it was like, you know, you have all this ripping, running to do last minute things you got to take care of and all this kind of stuff. Well, and it's like, okay, I got to sit down. I just got to get in this presence. Lord, you got to help me. And I sat down and I said, "Lord, you know, what do I bring? What would I share? Do I share this one? Or do I share that note? What do I bring?" And when the Lord spoke to me, and he says, despised and rejected. He said, "I want you to share that." I didn't know when I was going to share it. I didn't know if it was going to be, I didn't know because I didn't know what I was speaking, you know. But, so I'm going to try my very best, with the help of the Lord to share with you what he gave me. And I pray that it be a blessing unto you. I pray that, it bring you some freedom. Amen. And I pray that, it may not be for everybody, but for those that it's for, I pray that you get the freedom and the deliverance that you need from the Word of God. I believe that the Word of God can be spoken firmly and with an authority, you know, and in love, and people can just be set free. I'm a living witness that it's so. So right now I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that the Word of God, that their ears be in tune to the Spirit as the Spirit speaks. Father, that my mouth be given over to what the Spirit has to say. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that if there's any hearts, Lord God, that need to be moved and turned and tilled and seated, Lord God, that it be seated right now in the name of Jesus. It be turned right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that our ears be so ready to hear and discern the word, God. Lord, we thank you right now that word will not fall into unfruitful ground, that word is going to fall into good
solid ground, Lord, that that word is going to take some good root, God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Prepare the hearts of the people. Lord, open their ears, Lord. Lord, we don't want to be people that have ears and hear not. Lord, we want to have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So, Lord, prepare our ears and prepare our hearts to receive the word of God. And, Father, as we go forth from this place tonight, even, Lord God, that that word will not let, we will not allow the enemy to come and to snatch, steal, or take away anything that we receive from this day in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we say thank you. Praise God. One of the things that the Lord has been telling me and moving in my spirit, that the saints of God needs to pray more. We're going to go to Isaiah, and I'm going to be reading some out of the Amplified and some out of the New King, not the New King James, the King James Version. That the saints need to pray more, not just you know, prayer for themselves, but that we need to intercede more. We really need to intercede more, and I'm not preaching on that, so... I just wanted to share that with you. Amen. Isaiah 53. Well, I already typed it out, so I'm going to just go ahead and read it from where I typed it out. But when y'all have it, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In Isaiah 53, starting with verse 3. The word of God says, He is. Underline the word IS, because IS is present tense. You have King James, it's going to tell you He is. He is despised and rejected, forsaken of men, a man of sorrows, pains, and acquainted with grief, even sicknesses. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. Now that's past tense. Amen? Now here we got two, it's like, okay, well, wait a minute, now how is he is and how is he was? Okay, we're going to get to that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was despised, and we, point to yourself and say me, esteemed him not. I didn't lift him up. I didn't honor him. I didn't glorify him. I didn't give him what was due unto him. I didn't appreciate his words. Surely, verse 4, surely, truly, that word surely means truly there. He hath borne our griefs, our sicknesses, our weaknesses, and our distresses. And he's carried our sorrows, our pains that were due us for punishment. He carried it. Yet, we still did not esteem him. We esteemed him stricken. Instead of honoring him and loving him and lifting him up, we said, no, go ahead, get stricken. For me. Take it for me. Take it for me. Smitten of God and afflicted, troubled. But, underline B-U-T. But, he was wounded. Why? For our transgressions, nothing that he did. It was for my transgression. He was bruised. His body was black and blue and purple. Why? For me. For my iniquities. The chastisement, when I should have been chastised, when I should have been punished, when I'm the one, when it should have been me. But he said that he took my chastisement. Why? For my peace. My peace was upon him. And with his stripes. See, he did all of this. He did all of this. But then he said, with his stripes. What happened? He didn't say he was healed. He said we. So all of this was for who? It was for me. Why? So that I could be healed. I could be made whole. I could be a whole person. Spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Praise God. God is concerned about us. Go with me to Isaiah 49, verse 7. When you have it, say amen. Amen. Isaiah 49, verse 7. The Bible says, thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, Israel's Holy One, to him whom man rejects and despises, to him whom the nations abhor, to the servant of rulers, kings shall see you and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord. Who is faithful? There's only one that's faithful. The Holy One of Israel, who has chosen who? You. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. He was despised and rejected for who?
for us. Now I'm going to give you some definitions because I love to define words. I love to look up words. I love to look them up in the regular dictionary, and I love to look it up in the concordance, Strong's concordance, because I like to, even though I can't speak Greek or Hebrew, praise God, I try. So if y'all speak Greek, that's not how it sounds. Well, I don't know how to say it. Because there are some people that can speak it, you know? Praise the Lord. But anyway, despise, the word despise, haza, to disesteem, to disdain, to despise, contempt, to look down on with contempt, the feeling or action of a person towards someone he considers low, worthless, or beneath notice. Intense or definite dislike, aversion, stressing avoidance or rejection, distaste, to regard with dislike, despise. Now this, I'm going to give you the definition of rejected. Hadal, to throw or fling back, to refuse, to take, agree to, accede to, or to use, refuse to believe, etc. To discard or throw out as worthless, useless, or substandard, to cast off or cast out. Now, see, that's what we need to understand, that that's what we need to reject is the devil. Amen. Bless God. To decline, to pass over or skip, to disown, to reject, destitute. Esteem, the word esteem, hashab, to value, to regard, to consider, and to count, to have high regard of, to respect or to appreciate. Go with me to Mark chapter 8, verse 31. Mark 8:31. Got to say amen. Amen. Praise God. Mark chapter 8, verse 31. The Bible says, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must of necessity suffer many things and be rejected, be disapproved of, be tested. Because, you know, the Lord, Word of God says, everything that we go through, at every point that we go through, he's already been tested and overcome it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And here says, here's the Word of God says, but he was rejected by the elders and by the chief priests and by the scribes and be killed, put to death. After 3 days, he said, I'm going to rise again from the dead. Hallelujah. Now, they didn't want to hear him say that because he's exalting himself as something he's really not. He's saying he's the Son of God. This man ain't the Son of God. Isn't he Joseph's son, the carpenter? Isn't that Mary's son? You know, that woman that had this baby, and you know. And he spake that saying openly. He wasn't afraid to speak it out. He was free with what he said. He was plain with what he said. And he made no mistakes at what he said. He said, I'm going to have to go through. Bless the name of Jesus. But he went through so that we could learn how to go through. See, some things that we're going to go through, we must need go this way. Hallelujah. Because I may need this thing that's happening to me in my life at this moment, praise God, that's going to take me to the top. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. All right, go with me to Matthew 27, verse 20. And I hope y'all got y'all pens and papers because I'm giving some scriptures out tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 27, verse 20. Got it? Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 27, verse 20. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and put Jesus to death. Verse 23. They all replied, let him be crucified. And he said, Pilate said, why? What has he done that is evil? But they didn't want to answer Pilate. They just shouted louder. Let him be crucified. Crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. Now, why were the people that had walked with Jesus, that had supped with Jesus, that had gotten healed and delivered by Jesus, reject him? Why did they allow someone else to persuade them to reject him? Easily persuaded. Easily. Didn't take a whole lot from what I read in the Bible. They were easily persuaded to reject the one, capital O-N-E, whom they had followed and whom they had even cried out at one time, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. These were the same people that were easily persuaded to reject
the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about it. Go to Matthew chapter 21, verse 9. And that gives, well, that's just a reference to praise God anyway. But now the Word of God goes on and lets me know. And he said that there were thousands. There weren't just, oh, a few people that he healed. The Word of God says that if every miracle that Christ had done was able to be written in the book, this world would not be able to contain all that he had done. Bless God. So now there were thousands and thousands of people. The Word of God called them multitudes. I mean, think about the thousands that he fed, not just once, but more than once. Glory to God. Think about all those that he encountered when he was pressed and pushed upon and all this. Just think about all the people, the multitudes were. And he said it called them. Come on, come on to me. Come on to me. Come on to me. Praise God. He fed them. He healed them. And he set them free from demonic powers. Even the disciples, think about the ones that were closest to him, those that had walked with him, those that had seen all the many miracles, and even when he breathed upon them and gave them the gift of the Spirit, it says, now you go out and you lay hands on the sick and you cast out devils in my name. Hallelujah. Some, the disciples that followed him, and they rejoiced. Oh, man, guess what we did? We cast out devils in your name. Oh, they were subject to us, huh? Guess what? Oh, yeah, I went over here and that devil had to bow down. And he had to bring them down a notch and say, oh, wait a minute now. Hold up now. Don't rejoice in that. It's only one thing we need to rejoice in. That is your name. It's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. See, this is just something that we do. It's like getting up in the morning and going on your job. Hallelujah. This is something you do. Bless God. It's no big thing at casting out no devil. Not when you're a saint of God. The big thing is making sure you're ready when to go with him when he comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glory to his name. But his closest confidants all had forsaken him and fled, according to Matthew 26 and 56. The despised one, the rejected one, left to suffer and die alone. In Matthew 27, verse 46, even Jesus cried out when he hung on the cross. He said, oh, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why have you left me, God? And sometimes we cry out to the Lord, why did you leave me in this fix I'm in? Where are you, God? We cry out when Jesus did, but his Father had not forsaken him. Just like he hasn't forsaken us. Praise God. Mocked, scorned, and rejected. We've had people talk about us and persecute us and say all manner of evil against us. And God told us to rejoice. And we're saying, what? Rejoice? Did you hear what they said? Do you know what they did?
Don't hear them.
Glory to God. The Lord of glory died without murmur and without complaint. Isaiah 53:7-8. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Pain was caused upon his body. He suffered. He was in distress, imposed, lost. Misfortune came upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And guess what? He opened not his mouth. He was cut off from the land of the living, according to verse 8 in it in Isaiah 53. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. In 2 Corinthians 5:15, the Word of God says, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him. That means everything that's going on in my life, I'm supposed to live it as I'm giving it unto the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even if I'm being despised, even if I'm being rejected. Hallelujah. No, I don't want that thing. I don't want nobody to reject me, and please don't despise me.
All right.
We want to be loved. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's something wrong with that when we allow our choice to be rejection and not faith. Praise God. In verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 5, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. All things, the previous spiritual condition that I was once in,
It's passed away. The Word of God says, are passed away. I'm going to say it again. The Word of God says, are passed away. Well, how come I don't believe that? How come I don't feel that? How come it doesn't seem like it that way? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Behold, all things are become new. I'm supposed to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. I'm supposed to be regenerated in the Spirit by the Holy Ghost. He was despised and rejected that the Father could accept us. Once rejected, now accepted. See, the Gentile people were rejected by God. They were heathens. They were idol worshippers. They bowed down. They ate blood. Come on, saints of God. But the Word of God even gave us a prominent Old Testament. He says, I'm going to give them the Word. I'm going to implant it in their heart. He was talking about us. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. See, we got a word in the Word that tells us we can rejoice. Yes. Hallelujah. No one, and I believe this with all my heart, no one is immune to rejection. Nobody. If you're breathing, you can be rejected. And you can reject. Praise God. Nobody is immune to rejection. I thought about a scripture even riding up here, and it just popped in my head. It says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I thought about that. I said, Lord, I said, you know what? We're quick to come up and ask God to forgive us and deliver us of rejection. We're quick to say, Lord, I don't want to be despised. I don't want to be oppressed. But we sometimes do that to other people. Praise God. So, you know, it can be a twofold deliverance. I can get delivered of rejecting, and I can get delivered of being rejected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So no matter how faithful, how honest, how caring, how loving, how spiritual, how religious, how well-intended, how honest, doesn't matter what position I have on my job or in the church, doesn't matter. No one is immune to rejection. And I call rejection an attack. And I'm going to explain why I call it an attack. Praise the Lord. It will happen. At one point, or if it's already happened in your life, it'll happen again. At some point in your life while you're walking on this earth. You'll never be free of it till you go be with the Lord. I mean, it can always be in your face. Doesn't have to be part of you, but it can always be in your face. You don't have to accept it. And you don't have to do it, but it can always be in your face. Just like any other devil. Just like any other demon. That's trying to entice you. That's trying to snare you up. That's trying to pull you aside and say, you don't want to serve God. Guess what? He ain't taking care of your needs. He's not looking out for you. He's allowed you to get hurt by somebody. Look at that. He didn't do anything to those people that did that to you. He didn't tell them anything. He's supposed to take care of your enemy for you. He's always in your... Amen. Say, who said that? Who said that? Say it again. He already did. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. In Genesis chapter 3, praise God, verses 8 through 10. Now, I look at that and I say, this was right, what she said. Praise God. It's going to happen. The people of God will have continually rejected the Father God. When they were in the wilderness, did they continue to reject him? Yes, they did. He would set them free. Guess what? And they go into bondage. After going into bondage, you get them free again. They go into bondage. They reject him again. They go back into bondage. He set them free. They reject him again. Back into bondage. They set them free. Sound like something going on? Rejecting him. Praise God. So now, if it doesn't surprise God, why should it surprise us that it's going to happen? We're the children of God. Glory to God. So we can expect. Oh, hold up now, Sister Bird. Don't go there. Yes, I'm going there. We can expect to be rejected. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, bless his holy name. You mean I can be rejected for Christ's sake? Woo! persecuted and those there before me were persecuted, why should I expect any better? He told me, even when it come, he said, be exceedingly. Okay, all right. Y'all don't want to hear that, but I'm going to tell it to you anyhow. Glory to God. Glory to God. They talking, but you mean they talking about me behind my back? Oh, Jesus, must be good. I must be doing something right. My goodness. Throw your head back, square them shoulders up. Oh, yeah, God, I got it going on. In Genesis, bless God. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. The Word of God tells us about the nature of sin, bringing in fear. When sin came, there was no fear before sin. But when fear came, and let's go to the Word, where they hid themselves because they heard the voice of God walking. And it's, oh my God, God's coming. Oh, we got to hide, we got to hide, we got to hide. Why? Because they recognize that I am now in sin. There was some ugliness going on. They didn't want God to see them like that. Oh, God, I got to hide. I got to hide. Okay, so here's fear. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, I hear him. I hear him. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Get over here, girl. Hide. Praise God. So it caused fear. Praise God. But it caused one of the worst types of fear, I think, that the body of Christ is being exposed to now. And he have even accepted. And that's the fear of being rejected. We don't want to be rejected. Just love me. It ain't gonna be. It's not gonna happen. Wake up. Smell the coffee. It's not gonna happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we don't want to be rejected. We don't want someone to tell us no. We can tell them no. But we don't want to be told no. Am I telling the truth? Some of us will not go into business because we don't want people to tell us no. Oh, yeah. We do not want people to say, oh, no, thank you. Or just, get out of my house. Get away from my face. Praise God. All right. You mean you really don't want it? Well, I'll go down on the price for you. Because we don't want to be told no. Because we have this feeling come at us. God, they just rejected me. No, they didn't. They didn't want the stuff you bought, that you brought to their house. That's all. It had nothing to do with you. But we take things personal. We take it within ourselves. Why? Because of fear that began in the garden. I tell most people, you know, if you want to find a root, go to the garden.
All right.
Go to the garden. You want to break some generational curses, better go to the garden.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com.
There are many hundreds of free audio files there.
It's like going to Bible school at home.